Now, the glorious event itself is coming with 10,000 of his holy ones in Jude 14. This is the invasion. The Lord will come, because of time, the Lord will come with 10,000 of his holy ones, it says. Translated, with 10,000 of his saints. So get the picture, will you? Okay? Some people say every eye will see him because they'll see it in the television sets. Like, I'll tell you what happens in the television sets. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes into this atmosphere, all the television sets will blow up. The atmosphere will be charged with the presence of Almighty God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it will envelope planet Earth. 10,000 of his saints, the angels of God, the church of the living God, those who have been raptured and resurrected, assisting the Lord Jesus Christ and coming back. Great armies of heaven. The angels will be marshalled. Angelic forces will be marshalled. We read of that in Michael and his archangels. So Michael's there protecting the nation of Israel. Michael and his angels. He's pretty strong, Michael, you know. He's pretty wise. He's been operating in the tribulation period, and he will also operate on that great event on behalf of Israel. You know what's happening to Israel at this time. The nation of Israel, as the Lord Jesus Christ comes, is against the wall. It is in a corner. All of the nations of the world have come against Jerusalem, Australia, England, China, India. Everyone says, let's get rid of the Jew. He's the greatest problem. And they come against Jerusalem. It's all in God's plan to annihilate them. And then the Lord will say, glad you all came. This is the end. In Armageddon. And then there's church warriors. I love this. Church warriors. Armies, the armies which followed him. This is an army I'm very happy to be in. You know who the commander-in-chief is? The Lord Jesus Christ, yes, King of kings, Lord of lords. That's on his garment. King over all kings of the earth, Lord over all lords of the earth. And he comes back triumphantly. He's not now walking humbly in Galilee, being rejected of men. Now he is the triumphant warrior with a sword coming out of his mouth. And he is on a war horse. Of course, this is apocalyptic symbolism, but we get the picture, don't we? Eh? We get the picture. Here he is coming triumphantly. He's coming to do what? Judge and make war. My Lord Jesus Christ? Your Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, the day of grace has run out. The sympathizing Jesus has now turned into a righteous judge, as we often say. Make him your friend now, or you will meet him as your judge. Yes. So here is this supper. I believe if you wish to have the supper up in heaven, that's quite okay. But something like this, the marriage supper, something like this to represent it. One of my early Bible teachers in my late teens from Brisbane used to come down and preach to us. And they were in the days, do you remember the Randalls? Yes, yes. We knew the Randalls very, very well. They were the days of prophecy charts. And Senior Randall and Junior Randall Les, they were great artists. And in those days, they used to have charts, not PowerPoints. And out the front there would be a huge chart. Bible prophecy charts, one after the other. Oh, breathtaking. I remember him saying two things he said. Number one, the millennium is the honeymoon of the church. Marriage up in heaven, honeymoon down on the earth. I'd love that. And then he always used to say, you know, we should be walking around on our tiptoes. Tiptoe expectancy. So when the Lord comes to snatch us away, it's easy for the Lord. We're ready to go. We're ready to go. We've been looking for him. Now, there is going to be a great supper on planet Earth, apart from the marriage supper of the Lamb. I believe it will be the marriage supper of the Lamb will be part of it. That's just another variation on the theme. But when we read Luke chapter 22, before the Lord institutes the Lord's Supper, you realize that the Lord met on that day to celebrate the Passover. The disciples had no idea that their Lord's Supper was going to be instituted. We know because we read it over and over and over again and enjoy it. But they met together for Passover. And the first thing the Lord said, and this is in Luke's Gospel, the first thing the Lord said, I wanted to eat this feast with you because I won't be touching this again. I won't be drinking this wine and I won't be drinking this bread until the kingdom of God comes. Now this mentioned twice. I'll drink it with you in the kingdom. That is the messianic kingdom, the millennial kingdom. And they knew all about that. Because in Isaiah 25, one of the great celebrations that Jewish people look forward to was what we call the Messianic Banquet. That when the Messiah comes back, that there's going to be a worldwide party, a worldwide celebration. And you read of that in Isaiah chapter 25. And then after he celebrates that, after the Lord says, I'm going to drink it with you again, when the kingdom of God comes in a new Passover celebration under the new covenant, because there will be the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles under a new covenant arrangement, he said, when I set that up, that's when we will drink with it again. And then having done that, he took the cup and then instituted the Lord's Supper. This bread now will represent my body. This cup now will represent the new covenant. And we often forget about the celebration and the remembrance of the Passover and the Lord Jesus Christ doing it again. You know, in the Gospels, and we've got it there as a reference in Luke 13:27-29, the Lord Jesus Christ talked about all the nations of the world coming from the east and coming from the west and sitting down with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Oh yes, that'll happen in Jerusalem. All the great Old Testament saints resurrected. The nations of the world coming and joining in this messianic banquet that is worldwide. Worldwide. Part of that, I believe, is the marriage supper of the Lamb. You know, when God makes a covenant in the Bible, he always has a meal and a feast. And that's one of the reasons we have the Lord's Supper. So we find here, the final words is, be watchful and be ready. Be watchful and be ready. In our missionary training, we had a slogan. Don and I did missionary training for New Tribes Mission in the 1960s. And it went like this. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. So brothers and sisters, let's wake up. Let's encourage one another. Charles Swindle has a lovely story, and I'll close with this. Charles Swindle has a lovely story. He said when he went into seminary, theological seminary, he had to go and work in factories and so on to cover his fees there in America. And he worked in a factory, and he worked with a brother who was an African-American. And he was amazed at this African-American because every time the final whistle went off, off he went. And all the friends were getting ready and packing up. And he said to him, the fellow he's working with, says, how do you do that? You're off and they're all doing things. He said, man, I don't get ready, I stays ready. And that's what it is, staying ready, tiptoe expectancy. What a glorious event. Let's go away rejoicing of the prospect that we have knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, and we look to Peter to help us regarding the coming rain. I love that bumper bar sticker that I see, not often, but from time to time, which says, Jesus is coming back to take over and not to take sides. Okay? Peter's going to tell us about that now in the last meeting. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this time. We know, Lord, some things are puzzling, some things we don't know, some things we are not absolutely sure, but we thank you. We have the sure word of God, and we look to you to continue to teach us and lead us. And Lord, help us not just to be fat Christians, storing up knowledge, but Lord, to be fit Christians, working and serving you by your grace with the talents and burdens that you have. Thank you for this day. Thank you for Peter being with us. Thank you for the enablement to share these things for myself, and thank you for these dear brothers and sisters. Bless them, Lord, as we continue on this day, and may we be amongst those who hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," in Jesus' name. Amen.